Good morning, everybody. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. We're reading the Bible. We're discussing it. As Mitch brings us in, let's get ready.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. As we get started, we are in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 15 through 25 again. We read those on Friday. We're going to read them again today as we get our day started. We're going to talk instead of the complementary nature with which God has created man and female, Adam and Eve. We're going to talk about the sanctity of the union between Adam and Eve and what God created, and then we'll go from there. So here we go, verse 15 of Genesis chapter 2. The Lord God took man and placed him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to watch over it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. On the day you eat from it, you will certainly die." Then the Lord God said, "Is it not good that man should be alone? I will make a helper for him, corresponding to him." The Lord God formed out of the ground every wild animal and every bird of the sky and brought each to the man to see what he would call it. And whatever the man called the living creature, it was his name. The man gave names to all the livestock, to the birds of the sky, to every wild animal. But for the man, there was no helper found fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to come over the man, and he slept. And God took out one of his ribs and closed the flesh at that place. Then the Lord God made the rib he had taken from the man into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This one, at last, is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for she was taken from man. This is why a man leaves his father and his mother and bonds with his wife, and the two become one flesh. Both the man and his wife, were naked and yet felt no shame." A couple things here that I think are important for us. Number one, God noticed that it was not good for the man to be alone. We talked about how we're relational creatures. God also noticed that he needs someone who is a complement to him in every way, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And so he made a specific creature for Adam. God made a specific creature to fit Adam and Adam to fit that specific creature, Eve. And so God is doing this according to his pleasure and according to his design for the purpose of giving each one of them a companion, a helper, which is very important. When we talk about the union of Adam and Eve, we talk about marriage. In fact, you often hear verse 24 used in reference to marriage. This is why a man leaves his father and his mother and cleaves to his wife, and the two become one flesh. Marriage is an institution that God has given to society, God has given to us. It creates the family unit. And that's important for us because if God gives the institution to society, then God, the giver of the institution, has the right and responsibility and the prerogative to establish the limits of that institution. And so marriage is one of those things that's hotly discussed in our society, not so much now as it once was because of some Supreme Court rulings and those kinds of things. But the reality of it is that no court can change the Creator's purpose for marriage. No court can change the Creator's design for marriage. No court can change the Creator's desire for marriage. And so as we think about whatever we try to do in our society to say we can make marriage between two persons of the same sex or two persons of different sex, whatever you want it to be, we can make our choices all we want to, but ultimately those are choices that we make that are in rebellion to the design of God. God sets the standard of marriage, and God says in Genesis chapter 2, it's between a man and a woman. And not only does God set that standard between a man and a woman, God also specifically shows us that he created a man and a woman to correspond and complement each other, to correspond to and complement one another, and that the two together will become one flesh. And that's an important point because the two fit together like a puzzle piece to make one whole. And that is God's desire. And a man can't do that. A woman can't do that. But a man and a woman can do that. And that was God's design. And we don't get to choose that whether or not we want to change that. God sets it in place. God makes it, establishes it. God makes it the standard by which we are to live our lives. He has given us a gift, and when we try to go away from it, we turn the world upside down, and it is not for our good. God created man and woman to live in union together and to have a marriage relationship, and the two would become one flesh. And this is what we're told here. While in doing that, and most people who are married would tell you, who have good, solid marriages, will say that when you are living in that way, in a proper monogamous relationship, husband and wife, loving one another, actively involved with one another, spending time together, and helping each other and being companions in life and helping each other through lives, being shoulders to cry on, etc., they will tell you that you are living your best life. You feel the fullest, you feel the freest, you feel the least shame. And so before the fall, they were naked and felt no shame. And I often think about that. We'll talk about that in the coming weeks. But the idea is that they knew their sin when they were naked, Genesis 3. But it's also they feel no weakness. They feel no shame because together they're doing what God designed them to do. And so there is fulfillment in a healthy marriage because God designed it that way. That's a very important point if you're married. It's also a very important point if you live in a society like I live that is trying to attack marriage and change it. I hope you guys have a great day. God bless you. Remember, God has a design for all things, and it must live according to that design for it to be for the good of His creatures. Y'all take care. See you tomorrow. You can.